What's going on, people? It's your boy Glitchy back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. Hope y'all are doing well, man. I have a quick story I want to share with y'all. So earlier this year, my company, the company that I work for, my employer who pays all my bills, decided that it was time for everybody to be back in the office. So they called everyone back to the office. We have to be in the office at least 3 days a week. Just like all the headlines that you see from Amazon, Google, all the other companies, our company is doing the exact same thing right now. Which is not the biggest of deal for my group in the company because we've been back in the office since last year, since early 2022, because my manager believed that it was good for us to be back in the office so that we can be around each other, so we can learn and we can grow with each other, so we can build that camaraderie, we can build those relationships, and we can be better at what we do on a regular basis. Because at that point in time, our group was still relatively new. We were new within the company, or a new division within the company. And so she believed like the way we were going to be able to scale up faster was to be around each other, to learn from each other, and to grow with each other. And so we've been in the office more than a year now. So it wasn't the biggest deal for our group to be back in the office on a regular basis. So that was a regular standard. However, recently, as more people have come into the office, something has changed for me particularly. See, while we were in the building last year, most other people were not in the building. Most other teams were not in the building. So most of the time, we would be the only team and the only set of people in the building. So we'll go and have the entire lunchroom floor to ourselves. We'll be in the building. We'll have multiple floors to ourselves. We'll be able to basically do whatever we wanted in the building. And so what that looked like for me was I was able to dress any which way that I liked, because my manager, she didn't really care about how we looked. She didn't really care about any of that stuff. All she cared about was that we were able to collaborate and be around each other in the building. So I basically, for the most part last year, for a lot of last year, while we were in the building, I didn't necessarily try to be kept up. Like, I didn't necessarily try my hardest to get haircuts, to cut my beard, to be wearing the cleanest dress suits and be all business casual and to be wearing the hard bottom shoes and to be doing all of that stuff. Like, I didn't really care too much. I was just like, yo, as long as we have in here, I can wear jeans, I can wear polo t-shirts, I dressed extremely down. Like, I wasn't trying to dress business casual. That was not the standard that she had called us to do. Now, she did say like, yo, be presentable, because you might be in here and you might run into an executive, because those guys always come into the office. So she was like, just be presentable if you're going to be in the building. So I was presentable, but I wasn't necessarily business casual. The important thing to note here is my company is still kind of old school in the way that they want us to look in the dress code. Kind of. We don't have as tight as a dress code as we used to, but we're not yet as progressive as like the Facebook and the Googles of the world, where you can just wear a hoodie to work and everybody's like, whatever, nobody cares. You still have to dress that business casual like style. But during this period of time, we didn't really dress that way in my group. But that all changed recently as more people are coming back to the office. And I realized this one day when I approached the elevator, there were other people walking with me. And as I was walking towards the elevator, I started noticing something different. I started noticing the way that everybody else looked and how I looked. And I became very self-aware of what I looked like versus what everybody else looked like. I became very self-conscious that my shoes had stains on them. I became very self-conscious that I was wearing a polo shirt and everybody else was wearing long sleeve dress shirts. I became very aware that I was wearing an old pair of jeans and everybody else was wearing slacks. I became very, very aware. But above everything else that everybody else was wearing, there was one thing that stood out above everything else, and it was the type of shoes that everybody wore. Because for me, it was like, all right, cool. After today, I'll just go back to putting on my long sleeve shirts and my khakis and those kind of things. I don't like slacks. So I'm going to go back to putting on all these clothes, and that's fine. But there was one thing that stood out above everything else. It was the shoes that all the guys wore. of course, I'm a guy, so I pay attention to the dudes mostly. So I was just looking at how they were dressing, and I was like, I need to match the way they look. Like, they look professional. I need to match the way everybody else looks. And I felt that social pressure to match what they look like. And like I said, the one thing that really stood out was the shoes. It was the shoes that stood out above everything else. And the shoes that stood out were these Cole Haan's soft bottom shoes. These Cole Haan soft bottom shoes. If you're watching on YouTube, the image is on the screen right now. These shoes. I love these shoes, man. I'm not even going to trip. Like, these shoes look awesome. One, I don't like hard bottom shoes because they hurt. And so seeing everyone walk around in the building in these soft bottom Cole Haan shoes, I was like, I need them. I need a pair of them things. And so it consumed my life. I was like, I have to get one of these things so I can fit in. I need to fit in to match what everybody else has. I need these shoes in my life. So I go to my computer after lunch or whatever it is. I get to my computer. I start doing search. I'm like, Cole Haan shoes, enter. And I scroll and scroll and scroll to look for the soft bottom shoes. I click on them. And then I see the price. Bruh. That day I realized I ain't got Cole Haan money, man. I ain't got this Cole Haan money. Because that shoe was like $250 when I looked at it. And I was like, it's all good. It's fine. I don't need them that bad. Like, it's all good. I told my sister, she was dying laughing. And then she, shout out to my sister, for Christmas last year, she got me a version of the Cole Haan shoes that fit just as well. And I wear them and they fit me very well. And I enjoy wearing them. They look just the same, because here's the ironic thing. Nobody knows they're not Cole Haans though. Nobody's out here walking the hallways like, oh, what you got on? And you turn your shoes and you're like, Cole Haans, look at the bottom of my shoe. Nobody does that. And so I wore these shoes and I was just like, all right, cool. Like, now I got the shoes and do I fit in? Yeah, sure. At least I feel like I fit in now. So why do I share all of that? Your environment matters. Your environment matters. It matters in the way we think about money, and it matters in the way that we spend our money. Cole Haans hadn't existed in my mind until I saw everybody else wearing them. I mean, I had heard of Cole Haan, but I didn't care. But all of a sudden, after seeing everybody else wearing these shoes, after feeling social isolation of feeling like I'm not in the crew anymore, I'm not with everybody anymore, being self-aware and being so self-conscious because I don't look like what they look like. I don't dress like what they dress like. I need to fit the mold. All of a sudden, Cole Haans was the most important thing that I needed in my life. All of a sudden, all I could think about was, how am I going to afford these Cole Haan shoes? All of a sudden, I was on my computer trying to find sales all the time of Cole Haan shoes. Why? Because my environment played a factor. Because my environment was telling me, this is what it takes to fit in this society. This is what it takes to be successful, or to be seen as successful within this company. Your environment matters. And it's something that we don't think nearly enough about when it comes to our lives, especially our finances. It's something we don't regularly think about how our environment affects us. I was talking to my brother about this the other day. We were in a part of Atlanta called Buckhead. It's super expensive up there. Like, literally the everything up there is expensive. And we were talking, and he was like, if I was living in Atlanta, because there was a point when he might have moved to Atlanta for work. He said, if I was going to live in Atlanta, I can't live in this area because of what all the other people are doing. He said, I will feel some level of pressure to live up to the standard that everybody else is living up to match what they are doing rather than what I want to be doing for myself. I will have a desire to buy the fanciest car, because when we were driving through there, the cars were something else. I will have the pressure to go to the fanciest restaurants. I will have the pressure to do basically what I saw everybody else doing, because that is what my surroundings was telling me was success. our environment plays such a massive role into how we think and how we spend our money. Have you ever wondered why when you go into suburban neighborhoods, everybody basically has these large SUVs? However, they mostly have two kids. Most of these families don't need all that space, but yet they buy those cars. Why? Because their environment tells them this is what it looks like to be successful. This is what it looks like to be in this group. But we downplay that. We downplay just how important our environment is to our success in the long run. We downplay how it affects the way that we relate to every single person around us. I hated this saying, and my mom used to say it, and I used to hear it all the time, and I used to hate it. But it says the saying of you are the average of the five closest people to you. I used to hate it, but it's true. But it's true. Who is around you? Who are the people around you? Who are the people that you are talking to? Who are the people that you are hanging out around? What are they doing? Because they will influence you. If you are trying to pay off your debt, but everybody else around you is taking last minute trips all the time, is going out to restaurants all the time. If the people around you are always talking about what they're buying, the latest new outfit they just bought, the latest new makeup set, the latest new shoes, the latest new gizmo and new toy or whatever it is. If that is what they're talking about all the time. Guess what? No matter how much you are trying to pay your debt off, you will have a rush and a feel to want to keep up. To want to keep up. But this isn't just the closest people around you. It also plays a role into social media intake. What are the pages that you follow? There's a reason why it's called social media feed. Because it is feeding you. There's an old saying, you are what you eat. The question is, what are we feeding our minds? If you're trying to pay off your debt and everything on your social media is talking about the latest outfit for fall or talking about the latest new look for fall or how you need to buy this in order to save money or if that is your entire feed, if every time you open your feed, your fans are posting about how they traveled here or went to this restaurant or went to this cool thing or did that and did this, you will feel a pressure to be a part of that. Because that's what looks good. That's what looks good. So it is very important for us to curate our environment. Create an environment that leads to your success. Who are the people around you and what are they sharing with you? Who are the people in podcasts and shows that you are watching? What is on your social media feeds? What are you looking at? What are you regularly comparing yourself to? It is so important and so vital because as much as we may downplay it and believe that we just have the strong will to get through, honestly, we don't. No matter how strong we may believe we are, our environment is passively and unconsciously feeding us so much information about who we should be, about what it looks like to be good and great and successful, about what the standard is. And we never get the chance to actually determine that for ourselves. So as we round into the fall season of this year, and as we begin to close out 2023, I really want us to ask the question, what am I feeding myself? What am I feeding myself? Who am I surrounding myself with? What are the things that I am putting around myself? Is it helping me towards the goals that I'm trying to reach? Towards the things that I say I'm trying to get to? Or is it hindering me? We need to relook at everything. We need to go through our social media and start unfollowing pages that are not serving us. We need to hide some friends that we don't need to see what they're doing in their lives anymore. I always say, tell people this, if there's any page that you go on social media and you feel bad about yourself after you look at their page, unfollow them. Or at least, at the very least, hide their posts. Because you can do both. If it's a close friend and you're like, oh, I don't really want to hurt her and say I unfollowed, just hide it. You ain't got to unfollow, just hide it. But for those pages that are from celebrities or from whoever, unfollow. Because it is not serving you towards the goals that you have for yourself. If every time you open social media, you feel less than, please use that unfollow button because it's not serving you. We need to create and curate the environment that will actually aid us towards our success. It's like going shopping. It's like trying to lose weight and going shopping. You know what I don't do? I don't go down the snack aisle. You know why? Because every time I go down the snack aisle, I buy candy that I don't need. So begin to curate your environment. Curate your environment. So that way, passively, you are moving in the direction that you want to move for your life. Your environment matters. It is so important for us to think about that when we are moving places. Pay attention to what everybody else is doing around you. What is the lifestyle they are choosing to live? How will that affect you? How will it affect you? It is something we don't think nearly enough about, but it's extremely important for us to in the direction that we want to go, for us to end up at the goal that we want to reach. Curate your environment. It is so important. Curate the people that you hang around. It is so important. Curate your social media. It is so important. Some things we won't be able to control, like our work environment. We can't control that. But when you strengthen up in other areas, it's able to say no in that environment. So take your time to curate your feed, to curate what the things you are eating and feeding on. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you learned something from this podcast, share it with one person that you know, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like, about. And by that time, you'd have shared it with every single person that you know. But it's been your boy, Kelechi. I'm going to catch you up on the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And your boy's out of here.